Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. That storm we've been watching is now on the horizon, so let's get details from meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
And good morning, Susan. That storm system will be coming up from the southern Appalachians tonight and tomorrow. And as it does, it will start to spread some more and more moisture into our area. Now, early tonight, it's probably a little more than spotty light rain or drizzle, but it starts to pick up late tonight. And expect wet highways and a gusty breeze as we head into the morning commute tomorrow. That rain will get steadier and heavier throughout the day. And the afternoon commute is really going to be compromised across the tri-state with a lot of water on the roadways and probably some travel delays all across the tri-state into tomorrow evening before the rain moves out. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Hurricane Melissa has made landfall now on the southern coast of eastern Cuba. It's now a Category 3 storm after pummeling Jamaica. This hurricane is already blamed for 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti, and 1 in the Dominican Republic, where another person is still missing. Out on Long Island, Nassau County legislator Carrie Solage says he's been getting calls from many folks in his district about relatives in Jamaica who need help.
USAID has been cut, and so it's a very concerning time, and I'm asking Americans to rise above the occasion and to give as they have always have, because we are all connected.
He's organizing a fundraiser for both emergency supplies and money. This is today, starting at 11 a.m. at Nolan's Cuisine. That's at 2101 Dutch Broadway in Elmont. There is a new poll out in the New York City mayor's race. The Manhattan Institute survey gives Zohran Mamdani a commanding lead, 43-28% over Andrew Cuomo, 19% for Curtis Sliwa, 8% still undecided. Less than 1 week before Election Day, Mamdani finds himself having to answer to a resurfaced video clip from a 2023 panel for the Democratic Socialists of America. Here's that.
We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF.
The IDF is the Israeli Defense Forces. Speaking to CBS2, Mamdani insisted the quote needed context.
You know, I've said time and again that with public safety, I'm looking forward to working with police officers here in New York City to deliver it. And I'm looking forward to ensuring that we actually tackle the retention crisis at hand.
Mamdani has come under fire during the campaign, both for comments about the police as well as his stance against Israel, which he accuses of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Is this election or politics in general stressing you out? Join the club.
Political stress around election time combined with this government shutdown and financial issues have anxiety spiking for many these days, and it breaks down differently depending on race, sex, and age.
People who are older, I would say 55 and older, are just incredulous as to what's going on because they see a certain degree of breakdown in the institutions of government and things not working.
That's psychologist Dr. Richard Waldron sharing a little bit of what he's seeing with his patients. He says he believes it's why an early voter turnout has been very high in our area.
They want to be heard, and they want to make sure that their vote counts, and they want to get in there and get in there early.
How to reduce anxiety? The doctor says maybe taking occasional breaks off social media. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Turns out the Times of London was tricked into printing quotes from someone posing as Bill de Blasio. In the article, the former mayor was quoted as saying he had concerns about some of Mamdani's proposals. In a post on X, de Blasio said he never spoke to the paper and called the story entirely false and fabricated. The article was up for about 2 hours, but that was enough time for a Cuomo spokesperson to claim that de Blasio had, quote, read the fine print on Mamdani's plans and found that they were made of only glitter and vibes. Well, the Times of London has since apologized to the former mayor. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association warning that their members may be exhausted on the job. That's because 4 weeks into the government shutdown, they're having to take second jobs because they're no longer getting paid. And that includes at LaGuardia, where we heard Tuesday from the transportation secretary.
Prior to the shutdown, the ranks of air traffic controllers had been thinned. Now they're showing up to work without a paycheck.
I've been clear to our air traffic controllers. They need to show up for work. They do really important work for our country, and they need to show up. But I'm not going to lie to anybody to not say that they're not feeling the stress.
The controllers union warns staffing shortages leave the system vulnerable. Secretary Duffy insists it is safe to fly.
It's just that you may not be traveling on the schedule that you anticipated because of this government shutdown.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We are hearing from President Trump on the SNAP situation without giving details. He told reporters his administration would get it done, meaning find a solution to help fund the food assistance program amid the shutdown. This comes as more than two dozen states are now suing after the USDA walked back a plan from late September when they said they could use contingency funds to keep SNAP aid coming. Free Omnicar is for both the kid and a caregiver, and even prepaid or reimbursed rideshare service. That is the contingency plan in the event of Monday's possible school bus strike that could impact 100,000 New York City public school students. But parents are telling 1010 Winds the city needs to strike a deal and keep the buses rolling.
Jean's both a parent of a District 75 student and a bus driver.
We don't even know how long it will last, what's going on, and how it's going to transpire. I hope that they come to a fair agreement and they do extend the contract.
As a backup plan, the city is offering free Omni cards. But one anonymous school bus driver we spoke to who serves Staten Island says that's not going to cut it for a majority of the students she serves.
A mom or a dad to get these children to school. Yes, some people say, oh, well, they can wake up early. It's not that simple.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The MTA has come up with a new way to try and prevent subway surfing. These are barriers that will go between cars on the number 7 line. At least 5 people have died, 4 others hurt in subway surfing incidents this year alone. The MTA telling CBS2 if these barriers are added to the entire fleet, that would cost around $10 million. After 5 years of construction, the upgrades to Grand Central Terminal are all done. MTA Chairman Jeno Lieber says this includes a new mezzanine floor with more space for commuters to get around the landmark transit hub.
38 new or widened staircases, those entries that are go to the mobile building and down at the east end of this mezzanine. 10 escalators were replaced. 11 elevators were replaced.
They also did some ceiling repainting, laid 35,000 square feet of floor tiles, and added more lighting to the area that connects to the subway. Lieber notes that this $700 million project was done on time and $46 million under budget. Well, we know about the awesome Christmas decorations in parts of Brooklyn. Ahead of that,
each year the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to.
And apparently he has. One homeowner is sporting a giant pumpkin on his stoop in Park Slope.
It's taking Halloween to a whole new level.
I just like to come see it every year because it's something fun in the neighborhood.
Once we went big, there was no going back.
They're talking about a 1,000-pound pumpkin. Charlie Piggott gets it from the suburbs every year and plants it on his stoop for all to see and take pictures with.
It just fills me with so much joy to hear the children every morning when I wake up, right outside of my window, playing on it, talking with it.
He tried to get a 500-pound pumpkin one year that broke, so he went double with the help of a forklift. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, if you want to see it, The Great Pumpkin in Brooklyn is at 69 8th Avenue. Well, here's an idea for the day after Halloween.
Bring their own pumpkins and smash them, bash them, and turn them into nutrient-rich compost, which will support plants and trees throughout the park.
That's Tina Walk with Hudson River Park, which is hosting a pumpkin smash this Saturday. Tina tells 1010 Winds this is not only good to get out your excess energy, it's also good for the planet.
Pumpkins really help give us a particularly nutrient-rich compost that we're able to then put out on all of our plant beds.
They'll supply the smashing tools. All you need to do is show up with that unwanted gourd at Pier 84. That's 555 12th Avenue this Saturday between noon and 3.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.